I enjoy taking complex subjects and making them simpler for people to understand. I've tried to do this in all my previous books on Bible prophecy, and that is my goal for this book. Toward that end, in the book that follows, I have presented a chronology of the end times that will help you understand precisely where New Babylon, in both its religious and commercial aspects, fits into God's overall plan. I also want to show how various other prophetic events relate to the emergence of New Babylon. That will enable you to more easily grasp how all the pieces of the prophetic puzzle fit together. In this chapter, I provide a list of 50 short and easy-to-understand summaries of specific prophetic events arranged in what I believe to be a logical and coherent chronology of the end times. That may sound like a lot, but don't be alarmed. All the points are arranged under topical headings, and they flow together quite nicely. Don't assume you need to memorize all this. For now, these summaries are designed to give you a feel for the big picture before you learn more about the specific details. This should help make the entire book smooth sailing for you. Here's a tidbit of advice to keep in mind. If you ever feel the need to, you can always revisit Chapter 1 and re-listen to this big picture survey. The fact that it appears in the first chapter of this book makes this a convenient spot for you to return to. Let's begin. Prior to the Tribulation Period. 1. God has a divine purpose for the current age. Jesus gave us insights on the course of the present age in some of his prophetic parables. For example, in the parable of the great feast, Jesus taught that God offered the kingdom to Israel, but the Jews were indifferent to the offer. God's message of the kingdom is now for all people, including the Gentiles. In the parable of the wheat and weeds, Jesus taught that true and false believers will coexist together until a future time of judgment when they will be separated. In the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus taught that the kingdom started small and will grow immeasurably large. 2. Israel has been reborn as a nation. Israel's rebirth as a nation in 1948 was a direct fulfillment of biblical prophecies, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 10 and 24, and chapter 37. Since then, just as prophesied, the Jews have been streaming back to the Holy Land from virtually every nation in the world. God has future plans for Israel. We recall that while Jerusalem is the most oft-mentioned city in the book of Revelation, Babylon is the second most mentioned city. Moreover, while Jerusalem is portrayed as God's city, Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 through 3, Babylon is portrayed as a demonic city, chapter 18, verse 2. 3. Apostasy will increase as we near the end times. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 states, "The Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons." See also 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses